Hello, welcome to step 6 of my recovery program on love addiction. This is called the components and symptoms of limerence. Now, I'm sure that many of you are wondering what limerence means. Limerence was first coined by somebody called Dorothy Tanoff. That's Dorothy Tanoff in 1979. And what I actually found in my research is that what underpins, as I've said before, all of love addiction is rejection. So limerence literally means an intense fear of rejection, an ongoing desire and hope reciprocation. Now the problem is here. If your love is not reciprocated, if your love is not mutual, it becomes not only normalized rejection, it for many is unbearable and will throw people into a very panic-driven, traumatic experience. So some of the components of limerence, as it says here, are constant fantasizing, sexual or not, that one day this person of addiction will come to you, that one day they will reciprocate your love. One day this person will see the light and experience exactly the same kind of intensity that you do. The other thing that goes, another component of limerence, is obsessive thinking about this person. If you were talking to somebody and they were in limerence or in rejection, you would find them constantly speaking about the beloved or the crush or the person that they've met online or a stranger, as if it's a profuse talk, and talking makes them more real. So the fantasy actually literally begins to take over, and the reality of what is or what the other person really feels just cannot be bared. It is too intolerable. With limerence, it's based on involuntary thoughts, intense anxiety. Rejection is so unbearable and intolerable that you feel yourself going down into a very dark, desolate place where only panic takes over. But once again, I want to say what I have said right through some of my other steps that we've been talking about. I'm saying this to you to give you the knowledge so that you can hear it, feel it, identify with it, and put it away. Just put it away. Ah, that's what it is. When you give something a name, something is released, something is transformed. And I can't say that enough. The other thing that goes with limerence is chronic shyness, particularly if that person of addiction, the person that you may have a projection or a transference onto, comes close. There's a feeling of paralysis, there's a feeling of awkwardness, clumsiness, a real fear that that person will catch you out and know that you desire them. And so the paralysis and the social awkwardness with the person of addiction is so acute. So you do things like avoid them, cross the road if they're coming in your direction, wouldn't go anywhere near where they are. So it's the opposite. This bit is the opposite of stalking behavior, because the hugest fear is being caught out and that person feels stalked by you or knows that you are attracted to them. And so the embarrassment is very key with limerence. Also, what goes hand in hand with limerence is a loss of appetite, a loss of sleep, because you feel so out of control. You feel as if you are being pulled down into a vortex of emotions. I'm saying this recovery program is going to put those emotions in another place, I'm going to help you to center yourself, to empower yourself, so that you no longer feel absolutely consumed by these feelings, because it's always about the other. I feel this for the other. The other doesn't mirror me. The other doesn't reciprocate my love. The other rejects me. And so you're always falling at a loss. So I'm going to try, we're going to work within this recovery program to switch this whole thing around, that you become the master of your own emotions, so that you're no longer feel like you're being wrung out in a washing machine of emotions. I've mentioned just here that limerence is very made up of a roller coaster of emotions, from ecstasy to agony. So we go from intense feelings of high, the highest, most passionate love that you could ever feel, so you feel that it is love. And so I am saying to you, that's what you feel, that's what it is, that's what it appears to be. But we need to get, once we start getting distance from that, we'll notice that it's also something else. So we go from the ecstasy completely over to agony. So we are being pulled in this roller coaster of emotions. I hope you're following me and you don't feel too overwhelmed by some of these side effects. What also goes with it, if, as I've mentioned here, is unreciprocated lust and desire. And so there's this longing, this yearning. It is literally like, if you are a drug addict, you've got to have it. It's so intense. But once again, we have to come back to the fact that a limerence does have everything to do with rejection and unreciprocated love. The next one is fear of the person of addiction finding out how intensely you feel. The chronic embarrassment, if only they knew that I had these feelings. So you would feel shameful, fraudulent, most of all, caught out. It's another word on the tip of my tongue. Exposed, naked. The embarrassment is unbearable. So what happens with love addicts is they do everything to protect themselves against, say somebody's working, two people are working in the workplace, they will do everything to guard themselves against the other person finding out how much they desire and want them. So there's the embarrassment, the nakedness, the exposure. And we're coming up to the final points now, and that's it. I thought I had another thought before I just come to the next one. What I want to say is that limerence is another way of saying that it's chronic rejection and the inability to cope with unreciprocated love. So you avoid love at all costs for fear of the rejection, if that makes sense. Okay, I'd like to come to the end of this part of the recovery program. And once again, everything that I'm saying here is for a way to bring you out of that place, that traumatizing, empty place that you've been in, and to know that this recovery program will help you and give you the knowledge and empowerment and growth so that you can begin to take hold of your life and feel completely emotionally free. I hope you are gaining something from this, and so please stay with me whilst I go on to step 7 of the recovery program. I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Thank you. Bye-bye.